The Mohawk Valley Health System has started closing on privately owned properties in downtown Utica to make way for its new hospital. Officials hope to break ground on the $480 million facility by the end of the year. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the health system will first have to deal with a lawsuit filed by a group that's opposed to the project.
No Hospital Downtown Group's lawsuit takes issue with a state-mandated environmental review process called SEAKER that wrapped up this spring. The group's co-founder, Jim Brock, says it did not properly take into account the historic nature of the neighborhood that's being torn down and gave only a cursory review of the potential alternative location for the hospital at the site of MVHS's current campus.
With the SEAKER process being so fatally flawed on so many different levels, we were forced at that point to bring litigation and to address those issues and more importantly, to have the court address those issues.
The defendants in the lawsuit include MVHS, the Planning Board of Utica, which led the SEAKER review, the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historical Preservation, and the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York. It was filed in Albany County, which Brock says is necessary for the lawsuit to receive a fair shake. But Bob Schofield, Chief Operating Officer of MVHS, says this lawsuit will not slow them down. MVHS plans to continue closing on businesses and making way for the hospital as the lawsuit makes its way through the judicial system.
We have to continue to provide enough confidence to those that are concerned about these things to recognize that we're moving forward. Although a number of hurdles to get us there, the end result of a state-of-the-art medical center in downtown Utica that allows us to create jobs during the construction, create additional jobs after it's open, recruiting of physicians and higher level of care, those benefits will all be realized about 4 years from now. We just have to make sure we don't lose sight of that.
But even if MVHS is successful at defeating the SEAKER lawsuit, there are likely more legal challenges ahead. MVHS has closed on only 7 of the 35 properties located in the downtown footprint, and at least 4 of those remaining have cut off negotiations in an attempt to fight the eminent domain process. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.